Okay, Raposa, Hanukkah Sameach, and I hope you're prepared for an exciting day because we've gotten up to the discussion of Ibur Hashanah. And Ibur Hashanah, of course, involves us in some kind of complex calculation. So let's prepare ourselves for today's Gemara. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding at the bottom of Yud Beis. And Yud Beis Amid Beis, of course. And before we begin, I just want to go over with you and remind you where it is that we were holding. So we've been going over the various factors that we need to take into consideration in making a determination about whether we should add an additional year, an additional month into the year. So let's first go back for a moment and remember that one of the primary, there were three primary reasons, and one of them was Al HaTkufa. Al-Hatkufa meant that the season of the year, one of the four seasons, is going to be at the wrong time. The reason that such a thing would happen, of course, is because the solar year and the lunar year are 11 days different. And because of that, if we would simply keep counting our lunar years from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, in no time at all, we'd be like the Muslims, where there's what was previously the month in the summer is now in the middle of the winter, and we'd be keeping Pesach in the middle of the winter and Sukkot in the middle of the summer. And since the Torah specifically gives us instructions about Shmor es Chodesh Ha'aviv, make sure that the period of the springtime is actually comes out at the Chodesh of the springtime, which is, of course, Nisan when we go out, or we also have another mitzvah, as we're going to see, which is that Sukkot time is supposed to be the Chag HaAsif. And that is going to lead us to some curious differences in how to understand what we need to do in order to make Sukkot at the right time. But in any event, the Chag HaAsif would, of course, have to be during the winter season, because that's when we're finished and we're ready to bring all the stuff into agriculture and we're ready to bring all the stuff into the house. So from there, we understand there's no question about it. We have to keep our lunar year in line with our solar year, because it's our solar year that's going to define the seasons. Now, before we begin, I just want to warn you that it isn't all that simple that the solar year is going to be the basis of our seasons, because even though it sounds quite simple, it's not really as simple as it sounds, because remember the way that we measure the year is also against the background of fixed stars. Otherwise, we wouldn't really know what the year is. How would we know where we are in a solar year? So the solar year is based on our examination of how the sun appears to us in the sky against the galaxy as a whole. And that way we're able to take a point, fix that point, look at it. And when we get to the same angle a year later, so we're assuming that everything is basically back to where it was, which is all very nice in terms of defining that solar year. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that is going to define the seasons, for a crazy reason, which took actually a very long time for humanity to figure out. And that is that because of the fact that we have seasons, and the reason that we have seasons is because the earth is tilted about 23.5 degrees about towards the sun. And therefore, as it moves from one position in the sky to the opposite position, the tilt is going to be facing opposite directions. Now, the problem is that when you have a tilted ball that is revolving, you all remember from when you were kids, or hopefully from your still kids, that the top, when you do this, also has the strange, what is called the dreidel. And therefore, this is the perfect sugya for Hanukkah. Because what happens with a dreidel is you'll notice it never spins straight. It goes around and around its axis. Besides just simply revolving around its axis, it has a different movement in which the entire dreidel is moving about. Now, that same exact thing happens to the earth, and it causes a wobble. That's the wobbling of the dreidel. And the wobble causes a mess up of the seasons, because that's what's known as the precession of the equinoxes. Because what happens is that if everything will be in the same place all the time, so then we'd be able to have a solar year, and that would be precisely the same as the seasons. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It takes a long time for people to notice this, because people are remarkably short-lived. And this particular movement takes about 27,000 years, you know, so it might be a little bit beyond your nighttime imaginings, and therefore took a long time to figure out. But in any event, the truth is that the kufas no longer fit as simply as they used to, and things are a bit off season. Now, the reason that we do this anyway is because Shmuel simplified the analysis. The Gemara has two completely different measurements for the year, one which is more accurate and one which is easier to use for calculations. So the Tkufa of Shmuel, which is what this Gemara is based on, is the simplified year. So let's talk about that simplified year. Simplified year is 365 1/4 days. Now that is definitely not accurate, but it's quite close. So what we do is, therefore, in order to simplify the seasons, we simply divide that year into four seasons. Now, those seasons, remember, when you're on the earth, you can actually trace the tilt of the earth vis-a-vis the sun very simply. All you need to do is look up at the sky, or even better, you don't even have to look at the sky, just look at the horizon outside your bedroom window in the morning. What happens is you will see that the sun rises in a different place every single day. And what it does is, throughout the year, as it gets towards the summertime, and it becomes hotter and hotter, the sun is moving, if you're in the northern hemisphere, so that is the time when it's getting hotter, because the sun seems to be rising more and more towards the north. Whereas if the sun was rising in the south, then it would only be those people down in South Africa that have a summer, and you up here in the northern hemisphere would be having a winter. So if you look up at the sky, what happens is that you can actually draw a line, imaginary line, obviously, that would cross from the equator, would cross the sky at the same angle that the earth is, and then you would see that the sun crosses that line in the sky every time there's a switch in the season, obviously, because when you're talking about it's exactly the middle of the sky, then it would be directly above the celestial equator, which would mean that that is what we call the equinox, when we have the equality. When we're talking about the far seasons, which would be all the way at the end of what we call, now when we're talking about the beginning of the summer and the winter, it's right in the middle. What we call the summer solstice and the winter solstice, at that point, we're actually talking about the point that it's maximally 23 degrees plus away from the equator. Now, what happens, therefore, is, to make it simple, we pretend that these are exactly the same amount of time, and which they should be, you'd think, right? And we divide the year that is simplified to be 365 1/4 days. We divided it into four parts. If we divide it into four parts, so then obviously the 360 days is going to be 90 times four, right? But we need an extra 5 days. So how do we get the extra 5 days? So first of all, we make it 91 days. That's 364. How do we get the extra day? We add 6 hours times the four seasons. All right, that's another 24 hours, gives us 365. So if we have 91 days and 6 hours, we would have a 365-day year if we multiply it times four, right? But that won't be enough, because we need 365 1/4 days. So that means we need another 6 hours. Well, the way to get another 6 hours is to basically add the 2.5 hours, which we end up with our 91 days and the 7.5 hours, which then gives us the, instead of 6 hours, 7.5 hours. That's another hour and a half times four equals There we go. Exactly what we need. Another 6 hours, which is another quarter of a day. So put it all together. What do we have? 91 days and 7.5 hours for each one of these seasons. Fine. Now, the question is, in order for us to be able to maintain the solar and lunar year relationship, we have to keep adjusting. And the way that we adjust, we have two modalities, of course. One is we adjust the actual Rosh Chodesh, which we're able to do within a certain small range. So we can add a day here, a day there, subtract a day here and a day there, as we'll see in the sugya that's coming on. But that's only going to account for minor differences. But when the differences start piling up, and it's basically 10, 11 days every single year, we're ultimately going to have to add a month. So that is called the Chodesh HaIbur, which we've been talking about. And that, as we saw yesterday, has to be the month, specifically the month of Adar. Okay, so now the problem is that the specific point that the Torah gives us, that we're supposed to be taking care of, is the Pesach holiday and the Sukkot holiday. Now, it gives us different ways of understanding the adjustment that we're supposed to do. And that's what we're going to be discussing in this sukkah. And there's a number of variations here that we need to take into consideration. For instance, if the Torah calls the Chag HaSukkot, the Chag HaAsif, and Asif means you're actually gathering in your produce, which is after the agriculture is done, and it's now winter time. So that means that it is the time for us to have a holiday which we also are able to do Asifa. What would that mean? Well, it means it's Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do the Asifa. So what we need to make sure is that the winter has begun. When we say the winter has begun, we mean what's called the Tkufa of the winter, which is the Tkufa that we call Tishrei. That's our winter season. That has begun at the time of Chol HaMoed. That's the simple way of understanding it. And now the question is, did it begin at the beginning of Chol HaMoed, or does it just have to be that some of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is going to be during the winter season? That's one possibility. There's another sheet, as we'll see, which holds that the entire Sukkos is called the Chag HaAsif, and it means that the day that Sukkos is Chol has got to already be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. So that would make it one day different. There's another problem, and that problem is when we talk about the Tkufa as the season, the day of the Tkufa is the day of the equinox or the day of the solstice. How do we count that day itself? Is that day considered to be part of the previous closing season so that when we're transiting between the summer Tkufa, which is called Tkufas Tammuz, and the winter Tkufa, which is called Tkufas Tishrei, the day of the actual change, which is called the Tikufa, which comes from the word La'akif, to turn from side to side. So because of that, we have some kind of question. Do we call that day the last day of the summer, or do we call that day the first day of the winter? So if the Torah is telling us that we need to have the Tkufat HaShana, which is the actual day of the change, so now the question is, does that mean the day that we measure the new season, or does it mean the day of the change itself? That's another thing that we're going to have to be taking a look at. So taking those issues, is Gavi still here, or he's given over the floor entirely to Ori to keep the notes? No. Okay. So we're allowing Gavi to please write down a very important new concept, which is called the Yom HaTkufa Gomer, or the Yom HaTkufa Matchil. So is the day of the Tkufa, remember, the Tkufa is either the equinox or the solstice. So Tishrei, what we call the Tkufas Tishrei, is what in English is called the autumnal equinox. So that would mean that it would be the first day of the winter, or is it the last day of the summer? So Kufas Yom HaTkufa Gomer means it would be the last day of the summer. Yom HaTkufa Matchil would mean that the day of the autumnal equinox, or of any of the changes, and it could be the summer solstice, but the day of that change, the solstice or the equinox, might be the Matchil or might be the Gomer. That's going to be very important to us in our sugya today. So let's start now. We were holding at the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, and let us now get into the details of the Tkufa, because we just mentioned it as one word. It was one of the three primary reasons that we mentioned in the daf before. Now we need to understand it. So we're up to Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Ein ma'abrim et hashana, ela im kein hayta tkufa chasera ruba shel chodesh. The Kamaruba Shachodesh Shisa Asar Yom. Now this is Shmuel, so we're going to be referring to this as Shmuel's halacha here. And what Shmuel is saying is, we do not have to add that extra month because of the fact that Sukkot is going to be late, unless what would happen would be is that most of Tishrei is actually going to be in the summertime, or put it a different way, unless the summer is covering most of the month of Tishrei. Don't get confused between the month of Tishrei and the Tkuf of Tishrei, obviously. The month of Tishrei is whatever we call that month. We have to make sure that the month of Tishrei, which is a lunar phenomena, fits into the quarter of the year, which is called the winter, which is called the Tkufas Tishrei. So let's just make sure we have our terminology complete. So therefore, unless you've got a problem in which most of Tishrei ends up being in the summertime, and how would that be? Well, it would simply be that we didn't get to the equinox until the 16th. So if 16 days, Kamaruba Shachodesh, 16 days, if it's 16 days, then you've got a problem, because the Shisha Sayom means that you're only going to be starting Sukkot in the winter part of Sukkot is going to actually be only on the second day of Chol HaMoed. And if that's the case, because the first 16 days were part of the summer and the whole Chol HaMoed is supposed to be in the winter, then you've got a problem. So the only thing you can do is to add a month. Now, that's not really true, is it? Because what you ought to be able to do, if you're only off by one day, is you ought to be able to adjust things by making the Rosh Chodesh at a time that pushes it off for another day. The Gemara is going to discuss why we don't do that, or what it's really referring to when it says we don't do that. But let's assume right now we don't have any other options, and we've got a problem because the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 16th, is still summertime, and it's supposed to be in the Tkufas Hashana, which means it's supposed to be after the actual, what happened, what was supposed to be after the autumnal, what we call in English, the autumnal, after the Tishrei, which is what we call now the, what we call the winter, is going to be Chal. So here is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't need that. If the equinox, remember the Tkufas Tishrei is called the autumnal equinox. If the equinox is even going to be one day of Sukkot, so it would be on the 21st, which is the last day of Sukkot. So then you would still have one day of Sukkot, which would be a Chag HaAsif, and that would be fine. So if the actual equinox would be on the Chof Beis, then that would mean that summer would be 21 days taking up of Tishrei. Then we got a problem, because then what happens is that Sukkot is not going to be at all in the winter. It's going to be entirely in the summer. So if the equinox is supposed to be on the last day of Chol HaMoed, that would be okay. But if it's already going to be on the first day after Sukkot, that would not be okay. Now, what would be the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? They're obviously arguing about how many days of Sukkot needs to be in Tkufas Tishrei, what we call winter. V'shnei amikra echad darshu. So now both look at the pasuk that says, Chag ha'asif tkufat hashana. So this is the time in which we're supposed to be able to gather in our crops. And it is at the time of the tkufa, of the change of the season of the year, which is the season of autumn. And that would be the month that we have our Rosh Hashanah. So what it's saying is, make sure that the Chag HaAsif is actually in the tkufat Hashana. Now, the Chag HaAsif can't be the first day of Sukkot because you're not allowed to do any gathering of crops on Yontif. So it must be referring to Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So that means, see to it that Chol HaMoed Sukkot is bitkufa chadasha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, okay, so then the Torah is telling us, kulei chag be'inan bitkufa chadasha. We need the entire days of Chol HaMoed during the new season. So that would mean that if the 16th, which is the first day of Sukkot, if that is going to be in already still summertime, then what are we supposed to do? The 15th, which is the Yontif, that we didn't care about. But the 16th, if it's still going to be summer, then we're going to have to make sure that we have an extra month so that the whole Sukkot will now come out okay. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, Mar Sofa, Miktas Chag B'Inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. We need one day of Chol HaMoed, which is called the Chag HaAsif, has to be during the wintertime, and therefore we're only in a desperate mode to add an extra month if the summer would continue 21 days through Tishrei, which means that it continues on through the last day of Chol HaMoed, then we've got a problem, so we have to add a month. So now, I just want to understand this. Micah Savre, what exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda as to when the new season begins? Does it begin on the day of the equinox? Or if it was a season of a solstice, does it begin on the day of the solstice? Or is that day the last day of the previous season? So Micah Safer, Ika Safer Yom Tkufa Gomer. So if these two shitas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, hold that actually the day of, in this case, we're talking about the day of the Tkufa. Here we're talking about the day of the equinox, because we're talking about the Tkufas Tishrei. So do they hold that that day is the last day of summer, and the next day is the day that we begin the new season? So then this doesn't make any sense, because neither Shita works out. Because then either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi is not going to get the results he wants, because Balav Hachinami, Lo Lamandi Amar Kule Chagika, Velo Lamandi Amar Ixas Chagika. If it's the next day, then you're one day off. Because if you're telling me that the 16 days, if it wouldn't have been 16, then we would be okay. If it would only be 15, it would have been okay. That's not true. Because if it would only have eaten 15, then that means that the Kufa would be on the 16th, but that would still be part of the summer. So you would have had to have it a day earlier. So that would be true according to Rabbi Yehuda also. If we're talking about the actual Tkufa, the equinox in this case, falling on the 16th of Tishrei or the 21st of Tishrei, neither Mandi Omar would have what he needs. You wouldn't have one day of Chol HaMoed, and you certainly wouldn't have also all the days of Chol HaMoed. So Lo Lamandi Omar Mitzas Chagika, neither of one could possibly have held that Shita. Fine. So why would each one mention the wrong day? It would be one day off, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yossi. So obviously, these two shitas hold that the actual day of the Tkufa, in this case, the Tkufa is the equinox. So the actual day of the Tkufa is the beginning of the wintertime, and therefore they clearly are saying, if you have one day according to Rabbi Yossi, or you have all the days of Chol HaMoed, the 6 days according to Rabbi Yehuda, then you're okay. So far, so good. It's quite straightforward. We all right? Any questions? If there are any questions, we should handle them now, not later when you're totally confused. Right now, hopefully, everything is completely clear. Now, the problem is that we have a braita that seems to show that what Shmuel claimed Rabbi Yehuda said is completely wrong. There were two points in Rabbi Yehuda, right? One of was the fact that we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda must be saying that the Yom HaTkufa is Matril. It's the first day of the equinox, is the first day of the actual winter time. And furthermore, he also holds that the whole Chol HaMoed, the entire Chag HaAsif, has to be in the Tkufas Tishrei. Those were the two things that he said. The problem is that neither of those things seem to be true if we read the Braisa. Let's take a look at this Braisa. We have a number of Braisas here. Meisve. Yom Tkufa Gomer. Uh-oh. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is not good. According to this, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Yom of the Tkufa is still the last day of the summer. And that's doesn't work out then, because if what Shmuel was saying is to be true, then both ideas have to be so. It has to be that Yom Tkufa is Matril. And furthermore, it has to be true that the entire Chol HaMoed is going to work out in the Tkufas Tishrei. So this is our first problem. It says Yom Tkufa Gomer. It's Rabbi Yossi here who says that Yom Tkufa Matril. Okay, that part is all right, but the part about Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. You cannot hold that Yom Tkufa Gomer and still make sense of what Rabbi Yehuda claimed, that Shmuel claimed that Rabbi Yehuda was saying. That's our first problem. There's another brisa that makes it even more insane. Va'otanya, ein ma'abrim et hashana, ela imkein, haita tkufa chasera, ruba shel chodesh. Rekama ruba shel chodesh, shisha asar yom. But now we have a disaster looming, because Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, shtei yadot b'chodesh. Actually, 2/3 of the month would have to be missing. Now that's insane. I mean, if 2/3 of the month are missing, then obviously you're not going to have the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the winter. And that's what Shmuel claimed Rabbi Yehuda demanded. V'kama shtei yadot b'chodesh, esrim yom. This means that if you've got 20 days, and we haven't seen anybody who said anything about 20 days, we had the 21 days, and we had the 16 days, and now all of a sudden we're talking about 20? How would that work? Rabbi Yossi says, what we need to do is see, b'chashvim, you take a look, actually, how many days before Pesach we've got the same problem. So, mechashvim shisha asar lifnei ha-Pesach. If what happens is that the same opposite problem in the Sukkot problem, we've got the summer extending into the period that is supposed to be the beginning of the winter at the equinox. In Pesach, we have the opposite. 6 months before, we've got Nisan, maybe called Nisan, while it's actually still the Tkufa of not the spring, but rather the winter. So it may actually be Tkufas Teves, and we're calling it the month of Nisan. So there we have the opposite problem. So what we do is we take a look. How many days into Nisan do we've got the period of the winter extending? So if 16 days, shisha asar lifnei ha-Pesach, if the winter would be taking up 16 days of Nisan, we are going to have an Adar Sheni to make this Adar instead of Nisan. And that way, when Nisan comes out a month later, it will be nice and springtime, which is what we're supposed to have. So if we've got that, we're going to need to be Ma'aber. And on the other hand, if it's Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag, if the summertime is extending into the winter before Tishrei, then if it's 16 days, we do not have a problem. So how exactly is this supposed to work? So let's figure this out. If we take the spring and the summer together, and we consider the spring, and that means the Tkufas Nisan, we're going to start looking at Pesach time, and then we're going to add the 6 months till we get to what's going to happen when we get to Sukkot. So that means that we've got about 182 days, 91 for each tkufa, right? So the spring is 91 days, and the summer is 91 days. So whenever it is that that tkufa of Nisan actually began, 182 days later, approximately, we're going to have the same problem in Tishrei. Okay, so then if it's 16 days late, and that means that 16 days of the month of Nisan, which was supposed to be springtime, actually is still wintertime, so then that means 182 days later, when it turns into Chof Beis Tishrei, which is the day after Chol HaMoed, that would mean that we don't have any of Sukkot in the winter at all. And it wouldn't even matter if you hold that the Yom HaTkufa Matchil. Because even if that day, the 22nd, is the first day of the actual winter, it's already post-Sukkot. So that's not going to help you at all. And therefore, you're not going to have any Sukkot. So what you need to do is to make sure, if you had one day before that, and we're going to see why we're talking about each of these shitas in particular dates. So if you would have had one day before that, then you would have had at least one day in Chol HaMoed, if you hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Yom HaTkufa is Matchil. So there, says Rabbi Yossi, if you've got, now this doesn't make any sense either. It's Rabbi Yossi says that if you've got 16 days before Sukkot, which is taken up by the summertime, then we're not going to add a month. Now that doesn't make any sense, because 16 days before Sukkot, I thought we'd been talking about needing just one day. And Rabbi Yossi said that the way we look at it is all we need to worry about is if 16 days of Nisan are being taken up by the winter time, and not if 16 days would have nothing to do with 16 days of Sukkot. So no matter how we're going to learn this, we've got a problem, because he's contradicting himself. If Rabbi Yossi holds that we need the entire Sukkot to be in the period which we call the winter, the entire Sukkot meaning the entire Chol HaMoed, so that would be explaining why you would need 16 days before Sukkot. But he says you don't need 16 days before Sukkot. You only need 16 days before Pesach, because 16 days before Pesach would bring us in 6 months later, 182 days later, would give us one day of Chol HaMoed, if it was less than 16. Let me repeat this. Let's imagine, look at the calendar on your wall. Okay, imagine that the calendar is there. Now, what Rabbi Yossi is saying, the reason what Rabbi Yossi is saying doesn't seem to make any sense is because here Rabbi Yossi says, the way to understand about whether you're going to have a problem at Sukkot is to look at Pesach. So if you're at Pesach and you see that the 16th of Nisan is still winter, and that means that the period which we call the Chodesh Aviv has not begun, then you're going to have a problem with Sukkot, because 182 days later, it's going to be the 22nd of Tishrei. But the 22nd of Tishrei is the day after Sukkot. So where is the Chag HaAsif? Okay. But that seems to say that if it was less than 16 days, let's say it was 15 days, so then you would have the last day of Chol HaMoed would be the day of the Tkufa, and Rabbi Yossi holds the Yom HaTkufa is Matchil, so you would have one day of Chol HaMoed that would be part of the wintertime, which would be Tishrei. Okay, that's a perfectly reasonable statement. But then you cannot go ahead and say, but on the other hand, if the Sukkot period would be 16 days into the Chag, we would not need to give another month. Okay, but what if it would be 17 days? What if it would be 18 days? Then you would need to give another month. Why? I thought we just said that as long as it's not 22 days, we're okay. So the two statements of Rabbi Yossi simply don't add up. You see that? And what Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't add up at all, according to Shmuel, because both elements of Rabbi Yehuda make absolutely no sense. If before Aliba de Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda held that you would need the entire circus, and here he's saying, no, it's okay if two-thirds of the month has already passed. If two-thirds of the month have already passed, he's left with one day. Not to mention the fact that he's got another problem, because we said a moment ago that the Yom HaTkufa, according to him, is part of the previous season. The Yom HaTkufa is Gomer. So everything that we've said until now is wrong. Rabbi Yossi makes no sense because he's self-contradictory. Rabbi Yehuda makes no sense because he's saying the opposite of what Shmuel claimed that he has said before. What the heck is going on over here? And it gets worse because Rabbi Shimon comes along now with a new Shita. And he says, even if we had a problem with Chag HaSukkos, and Sukkos would be only 16 days, there would be a problem if the the first 16 days of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, is part of the winter time, part of the summertime, we're going to need another month. Where did we get that from? So what would he hold exactly? What he's saying is that if summertime goes an additional 16 days into Tishrei, that means that the first day of Chol HaMoed is going to actually be the summertime. So according to him, we need to put in a month. Now, it isn't clear in what way is that really different from what we said Aliba the Tanna Kamma before we even got to Rabbi Yehuda. He said that, didn't he? And then we have yet another shita. Acherim omrim. The acherim say that even if it would be less than half of the month. Oh my God, how does that work? Even if it would be less than half of the month, miuto, the kama miuto, arba'a asayom. So even if 14 days of Tishrei was part of the previous season and it was part of the summertime, we would need to add another month. So this braita seems to present us with an awful lot of challenges, right? The first Man D'Omer, who we don't know, but we'll call the Tanna Kamma, said that all we worry about is most of the month. That's what we thought the din was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 16 days. But Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, 20 days. Rabbi Yossi says that we take a look at Nisan, which boiled down to one single day is what we need. And Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying on the surface the same thing that the Tanna Kamma said. Tanna Kamma said, Ruba Shachodesh, Shisha Sayom. Rabbi Shimon says, Shisha Sayom, Lifnei Achak Ma'abim. It's exactly the same. And then we have the sheet of the Acherim that says even 14 days would be a disaster. First of all, how do we square that? Secondly, how do we make sense of Rabbi Yossi's two statements? Thirdly, what is the difference between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon? And fourthly, what would possibly be the basis of having even less than half of the month before? Okay, I think maybe we should just review where we're at because, admittedly, this is a bit complicated. It's not difficult. It's just there's so many different shitas that it's a bit complicated. So we've got ourselves a number of factors that we need to worry about. So far, we've sort of limited the factors. What we need to think about is whether the day of the actual season, be it the equinox or the solstice, is considered to be the last day of the previous season or the first day of the coming season. What we need to decide is how many days of the Chag HaAsif needs to be included in the period of the season of that Asif. What we need to think about as well is the interrelationship between what is going to happen on Pesach and subsequently what happens 182 days later, approximately, on Sukkot. And put it all together, we ended up with a number of serious issues. Because initially, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, had said 16 days is what is needed as the maximum that we can have. Once we have 16 days, then we're going to need to put in an extra month. Because if we've got these 16 days, so that would give us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of our days missing, and we cannot afford to have one of our days missing, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire Sukkot is supposed to be actually in the wintertime. And here, Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not. All that you would need is to have one of those days. So what does it mean when we quote over here at the bottom of Omid Aleph, we said 16 days. And once it's 16 days, you're in bad luck because you've missing one day. Furthermore, Rabbi Yossi, who said in the Braita, 21 days, says over here 16 days, which seems to be a reversal, because he's saying as long as it's only 16 days, we don't care, which is mashma, that if it was more than that, we do care. Furthermore, we had our stira, remember, about Yom Tkufa Gomer or Yom Tkufa Matchil. So let's take these questions one at a time. What are we going to do about the contradiction between Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda and what appears to be Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yehuda? Is there any way that we could actually work it out? Kash, we actually do not have any way to understand what Rabbi Yehuda was quoting over here, according to Shmuel, which Rabbi Yehuda he was quoting. That's not the Rabbi Yehuda that we know of in the Braita. Okay, so then let's take a look at what we do know about Rabbi Yehuda in the Braita. Omar Mar, you said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're missing Shtei Yadot B'chodesh, and how much is Shtei Yadot? 20 days, then you've got problems. And Rabbi Yossi says the way to look at whether we've got problems is to see Pesach time. If Pesach time is 16 days, it means that the actual day of Pesach itself, which is the 15th of the month, if that's still in the middle of the winter, then as long as it's not 16 days, we're okay. If it's 16 days, that would mean that it's winter time for the first day of Pesach. That's not our problem particularly. Our problem is, it says Rabbi Yossi, that if it is winter time on the 16th, which is the day of the Akrav HaOmer, then 182 days later, it's going to be post-Sukkot. That's our problem. Then none of Sukkot will be in the Chag HaAsif at all. Now, first of all, I don't understand what we're saying. If Rabbi Yossi is saying 16 days in Nisan, and we add 182 days to that in order to have our problem in Pesach, can you tell me what day of Sukkot was supposed to come out during the wintertime? One day, is that right? The last I heard, the 22nd day of Tishrei, and 182 days after the 16th of Nisan equal the same day. So what in the world is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and between Rabbi Yehuda? They both hold that you need only one day of Chol HaMoed to be in the Tkufa HaChadasha, meaning that would be our Tkufas Tishrei. So where do we get this difference between 20 days and the other one says 21 days? Does that make any sense? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, all we need to look at is 16 days into Nisan, because none of it would be allowing Chol HaMoed Sukkot, even one day, to be in the new Tkufa. Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, seems to say the same thing, but he says, no, it's not a question of 21 days, even if it's just 20 days. How in that, does that make sense? Well, it's very simple, says the Gemara. Makes perfectly good sense. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if we just saw that Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is that the day of the Tkufa is the closing day of the previous season, so then 20 days is actually 21 days, because that means we're going to include the Tkufa in the summertime, and it's not going to be part of what we need for our winter sukkahs. That's the difference between them, but that makes perfectly good sense. And we saw that they argue about that in the Brisa, so it adds up perfectly. If both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, not Aliba de Shmuel, hold that you actually need to have just one day of Chol HaMoed in Sukkot as part of the winter, then they would be able to express that in exactly the same way, but there's going to be one day difference. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the 20th is the day of the Tekufa, it means that the 21st, because the day of the Tekufa is still considered to be the previous year. So it would mean that it doesn't really start until the 21st. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it's the 21st, so then the 21st is the beginning. So they're both saying the same thing. That's all. So that explains it. Yom Tekufa Gomer, the Yom Tekufa Matchil, Ikabinayo. It's just a question of what the last day is. So if the summer was 20 days, it ate up 20 days of Tishrei, and that would mean that the 21st, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, is supposed to be the new equinox. That doesn't help us one bit if you hold that the Yom Tekufa is actually Gomer, because it'll still be summer on the 21st, and it has to be winter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if the 21st is the equinox, it is the first day of the Chol HaMoed, of the new winter season, and it's the last day of Chol HaMoed. It's only if it's the 21st and the summer goes 21 days and then the next day is the equinox, then you've got a problem because you've got no days of Chol HaMoed. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're not going to have to add an additional month if Rabbi Yehuda is saying 20 days, no. If it's 20 days, then the last day of Chol HaMoed is in the winter. Clear so far?
Really, I thought Rabbi Yehuda said that it can't go later than the 16th
of... Yes, that was our question number one. And we said we have no way of answering that. That was what Rabbi Yehuda said according to Shmuel. We asked on Shmuel from this bright, and we said, how exactly could you quote Rabbi Yehuda wrongly? Okay, we're not attempting now to answer that question at all. We're just trying to understand who says what and why. So now we're saying that actually Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you only need one day, except that he needs an extra day to get that one day. So he's got to pull it back one more day, because if the equinox works out on the 21st, it's still going to be summertime, not wintertime. Whereas at Liber Rabbi Yossi, it will already be wintertime, so we'll have one day in the new Tekufa. Is this clear or not? I'm trying my best to get it. Barnea looks confused.
I'm just cautious. The one or two times Rabbi said, Chol HaMoed meant the last day Yom Tov. Other than that, I'm with you.
No. I never meant the last day. Yom Tov, the 21st, is the last day of Chol HaMoed. The last day of Yom Tov is not part of Sukkot. It's called a different holiday. It's known by the name of Shmini Atzeres among the Jews. Okay, but besides that chash that I'm insane, what else were you thinking that might be a problem in the Gemara?
I came in late, but Rebbe's explained very clearly. I'm following.
Okay, great. All right, now we mentioned we've got what appears to be an absolutely wild contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. First, Rabbi Yossi said, all we need to do is look at Nisan. And if it's 16 days into Nisan, we've got the wintertime, then we've got a problem. Why? Because 182 days later, we're going to have a problem with the Chag HaAsif, which now will not be during the winter, right? And then Rabbi Yossi continues blithely along as if this makes perfectly good sense. And he says, but if you had the same 16-day problem that you have in Nisan, if you had that 16-day problem coming up in Sukkot, in Tishrei, we wouldn't need to add another day just because of a 16-day delay of the onset of winter in the time of Tishrei. But that implies that if we had a 17-day delay, we would. An 18-day delay, we would. A 19-day delay, for sure we would. But Rabbi Yossi, with his previous Nissan statement, made it very clear that a 20-day delay is okay. So how can he contradict himself in that? Well, what do you mean 16? 16 is ridiculous. 16 is nowhere near of a problem. It's not as if 17, 18, 19, 20 is going to be a problem. It's only 21 that's a problem. Is that clear? He contradicts himself. Barnea still doesn't look happy.
I'm very happy. Davening ended at 8:12. I came pretty much on time. It's great.
Always political statements. This is part of our Hanukkah problem this year, these political statements. Okay. So now we want to figure out what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. So Rabbi Yossi said, here's the words he said. Omar Amar. If you have 16 days that are still part of the summertime before Sukkot, we do not need to add. So I don't understand what that means. Is Rabbi Yossi saying that if we had 17 days, we would? And if we had 18 days, we would? And if we had 19 days, we would? I thought he just said we don't. Ela Rabbi Yossi, are you telling me that it's only if it's Shishasar Lifnei Achag Hudalo, but if it would be Shevsar, or if it would be Tmenesar, then we would have to add another month? Does this make sense? He just said before, a minute ago, Ve'a Omar, Shishasar Lifnei Pesach, that's the only time that we've got a problem. Why? Because it equals 21 at Sukkot, adding 181 days to the period of the 16th of Nisan. But anything less than that, let's say it was only 15 days into Nisan, there wouldn't be a problem. But if winter was 15 days late and it extended into Nisan 15 days, then that would mean that summer would be extending 182 days later, 20 days into Tishrei. And he's still saying it's not a problem. So how can he say 16 in Tishrei is not a problem, which is certainly mashma that 17 is, and 18 is, and 19 is, when a minute ago he said, no, only 20 is. The fact that he hides it by talking about Nisan and he doesn't mention the dates, that doesn't fool us one bit. He's contradicting himself. Answers the Gemara, he didn't mean that. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi would hold that it doesn't matter whether it was 16 days, 18 days, 19 days. Well, then why the heck did he talk about 16 days? No. You're misunderstanding. What he was trying to say was that the way to look at the year is to analyze your problem in terms of Pesach, which is the time where you're adding your extra month. And then you can know what the problem will be in Tishrei. If you had the same problem in Tishrei, it wouldn't make any difference because 16 days is meaningless to us in extending the summertime into Tishrei. Only 21 days is meaningful to us in extending the summer into Tishrei. That's what he meant to say. So no matter what, whether it was 16 days, 18 days, 19 days, the only reason he picked on 16 was to keep the statements parallel. So I did a Tana Reisha, Shishasa Lefnei Pesach, Tana Nami Shishasa Lefnei Achag. We just wanted to keep it nice. We were talking about 16 days before Pesach. So we say, but in the equivalent case of 16 days before Sukkot, we would not be bothered. So now we understand Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's move on to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if the summer extended into the wintertime, meaning into Chodesh Tishrei, by 16 days, we'd still have a problem. Well, first of all, that's what the Tanna Kamma said. Tanna Kamma said Shishasar Yom. We don't know what the Tanna Kamma is, but it did say Shishasar Yom. So why do we mention Rabbi Shimon as if he's a new Shita? No, they're not the same. The difference is, Ike binayu, yom tkufa matrio, yom tkufa gomer. The question is, and we don't know exactly whose language means what. Lo misaime. It's true that both of them mention the 16 days, but the question is, What are we referring to precisely? One of them, it holds that the 16 days would be the first day. It would be the Yom Tkufa Matril. So if the summer was 16 days into Tishrei, so if it's the first day and it was 16 days into Tishrei, that would mean that the day of the equinox was on the post-Yontif. So then the whole Chol HaMoed would be in the correct time. Masha Enkein, if you hold that Yom Tkufa Gomer, so then the 16th day would actually still be the last day of the summer, which means that the first day of Chol HaMoed would be part of the summer. And that's no good. So we don't know for sure who meant when they said 16, that it meant that the summer is 16 days, meaning that the Yom of the Tkufa was on the 17th, or does it mean that the actual Yom HaTkufa is on the 16th? That's not clear. One of them holds that the language that he had in mind was that the equinox is on the 16th. And one of them was saying the summer is on the 16th, because according to him, the equinox would actually be the beginning of the next season. Fine. Okay, so that's a question of language. We can't prove both of them use exactly the same wording, Shisha Sayom. We just don't know whether it means the summer is Shisha Sayom or the Tkufa is the Shisha Sayom, you see? So it's a little bit up in the air. Who holds what? Lo Misayne. So we don't know whether it was the Tanakama who was talking about the actual Yom HaTkufa or it was Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now let's take a look at the Acherim. What in the world do these Acherim who say 14 days, how does that make any sense? Acherim Omrim, even Miuto. And how many days is the Miut? 14 days. So what are you saying? That if summertime takes up 14 days of Tishrei, we need another month? Well, I don't understand. How is that possible? Well, what do they hold, first of all, about the Yom HaTkufa? Ikasavri Yom Tkufa Gomer. Let's say that they hold that the actual day of the Tkufa is still part of the summertime. And they hold we need every single day of Chol HaMoed. We have it. Even if it would be 15, I don't understand. We have it. We would still have it. So why would they say that we need it if it's on the 15th? It's no good. Ha'ika. Hon Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. No. You know what? These Acherim, they're very confusing. They were talking about Nisan. They weren't talking about Tishrei. And when they say Afilu Miut, they were talking about the same case that Rabbi Yossi was talking about. How many days into Nisan would the winter be going? And that's what they were talking about. They were saying that if Nisan is 14 days, meaning that the winter continues on 14 days into Nisan, that is a problem. And that's for a completely different reason. That's because the Torah says about Nisan, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv. So what does it mean? Make sure the month of the Aviv. What is that supposed to be saying? It means the Chodesh. Let's take a look at what we mean by Chodesh. Chodesh can mean the new moon, the beginning of the moon. Or Chodesh could mean the same thing it means when we do the Kiddush HaLevana. That's the Kiddush HaChodesh that we do, right? How long do we do that? We do it only while the moon is in the process of renewing. So it's still getting larger. But the moment it's no longer in the process of renewing, it's not called the Chodesh, because that's not the Chodesh time. Now it's waning and it's becoming the post-Chodesh time. That's what we understand the Pasuk to mean, according to the Acherim. So when it says Chodesh Aviv, it means that while the moon of the month of Nisan is in the process of still growing, so that means it's still the first 14 days. So you have to make sure that sometime in that point, the actual beginning of the Aviv, which is the spring, which is post the winter, has to take place during that time, which is a completely new way of understanding it. So what we're saying is to make sure that the Tkufa of the Aviv, which is the Tkufa of Nisan, actually begins during the first 14 days. That's why we need, if it's going to be 14 days, that is still winter time, then you need to add another month. So he's not even referring to the same situation that we were referring to. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense. All you need to do to fix that is to add, actually, all you need to do is add one day into Adar. Why do we need an entire month? If we add one day to Adar, so then that would mean that as we are at the 14th, it's already going to be Nisan. Why do we need a whole month in order to fix that minor problem? We can always, I mean, of course it would make more sense to just add a day, no? And there's never a problem of adding a day because you can always make up things that go wrong. Now, this is something we haven't discussed, but as Rashi points out over here, we do have problems in arbitrarily adding days. Because remember, we have a lot of klalim. The most serious one that everyone is aware of is Lo Adu Rosh. We are not allowed to have a Rosh Hashanah fall out on Aleph, Dalid, or Vav, on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday. So how can you just throw in another day? But the answer is obvious. There's plenty of time between that month and between the time of Rosh Hashanah to be able to adjust other months to make up for that difference. So that's not a problem. Why change the entire year just because of the fact that we're one day late? Omer Avach Bar Yaakov, you misunderstood what he meant when he said 14. He was actually starting up and going down. So Milamala Lamata Kachosh, what he was saying is, look, up until the Miut, we would have to be Ma'aber, right? So in other words, what is the Miut? 14. So if it was more than 14, so then we would have to. He's talking about going from top to bottom. So what he's saying is, look, if it's going to be 17 days, 16 days, 15 days into Nisan, we wouldn't have any choice. We would have to add a extra month. But if it's miuto, meaning if it's only 14, then it wouldn't be a problem because we could always add an extra day and we wouldn't have to add an extra month. That's what he meant. And when he said 14, he meant starting from 18 or 20 and going down. Okay. That is a completely different way of seeing the Acherim, in which the Acherim have nothing to do with the discussion that we've had, because they're talking about something else entirely. They're talking about the problem of when you're able to have Nisan, that's all. We didn't even talk about that before, and Ravina doesn't like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's pshat over here, and because of that he says, makes much more sense to stick with the way we understood the Acherim in the first place. The Acherim are talking about the same thing we're talking about Tishrei. So you say, well, so then how the heck do you come up with 14 days? That's crazy. No, it's not crazy. Because the Acherim hold, you need the whole Chag HaSukkos in the Asif, including the first day. So Kasavri Acherim, Kulei Chag Be'inan, including the Yom Tov Rishon, and obviously he holds that the Yom HaTkufa is Gomer, so it would be part of the past. So if the summer is 14 days in Tishrei, that would mean that the equinox is going to be only on the first day of Yontev, which would mean that the actual beginning, since that's still part of the summer, if Yom HaTkufa is Gomer, that means that the actual new Tkufa would begin only on the 16th, which would mean that the first day of Sukkot is not during the winter at all, and therefore you need to add that extra month. Ask the Gemara, how can you say the first day of Yontev? Isn't it called a Chag HaAsif when you're actually going to be doing your gathering, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov? But where do you get the idea that the first day of Yom Tov has to be in the winter? Because he understands the word Chag HaAsif not to mean the Chag where you're allowed to gather in your stuff, meaning on Chol HaMoed. He understands that it means the holiday of Sukkot that occurs during the time of the year where you are gathering, which means that that entire holiday is called the Chag HaAsif, even though you can't actually do the Asifa. So this explains all of the shittas. I'm really sorry it took me so long, but I will try to go over it again tomorrow quickly so that we can get all of the shittas, understand what the issues are, but it really is much simpler than it sounds. You just need to get used to the way the Gemara is referring to the various different shittas. Please, if you're able to, don't forget the Chazer 4 or 5 times so that we can talk about it tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem.